Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Come through, queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. Hi, Brendan.
Hello, Daniel. What's going on?
Well, you know, we're really kind of taking a breath right now, I would say.
Yes.
We're covering two shows, and I don't think we're going to be covering two shows again for like 6 months.
Years, yeah.
Because we have a deluge, one might say, coming.
We have a deluge now, but like, I'm worried about later.
I know, because we only have cameras up in Jersey right now.
And those are about to go down.
One would assume OC is going to be up real quick.
Let's get those contracts going.
And I would assume for New York, we're going to wait either after BravoCon or after Rugged 4 finishes airing.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's get to the news. First of all.
Okay. In personal news,
I had quite a few run-ins. Two of them very important to this podcast.
Are you going to mention all the run-ins or just two?
Casually mention
the other two. Okay.
So here I am, Monday morning.
Yeah.
Me and two of my coworkers were planning on going and filming some content in Washington Square Park later that day, and I realized I had forgotten my tripod at home.
Mm.
And so I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go get a new one, like a cheap one at Best Buy. I go to the Best Buy on 23rd and 6th in Manhattan.
Yeah, you're like, Geek Squad, help me.
I walk down the stairs, and who do I see right in front of me? Pavitt.
Okay, what did Pavitt have in his hands?
His phone.
Okay, so had not selected his product yet.
So I don't think he was there to select a product. Mm. So immediately I start texting people being like, I'm in the same space as Pavitt.
I'm one of those people.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, you have to go say hi to him.
Yeah.
And then I look up and I look around. He's gone.
Okay. So it was much like a trip to Vietnam. We're in and we're out.
My mind went a different place for a second. Kind of. So then I'm walking around a little more. I'm just going to like scan the room. And I find him again.
Mm.
And by that time, he was talking to the Geek Squad.
Okay.
So I think he came in to like fix his phone or something.
Okay. Right. So at first, he's just like strolling.
He's just like standing there. I think he had an appointment with the Geek Squad.
Oh, so we're waiting.
He was like waiting around.
Okay. 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 Those geeks keep you waiting.
I didn't know we do the Geek Squad in 2023.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like if it's not an iPhone, you might have to go to the Geek Squad.
Maybe like convenience to where he is type of thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So then I'm shook by that.
As if, like, that's not enough.
And I'm then now leaving my office at the end of the day with my coworker Jose, and we are going to take the train down to, like, the Washington Square Park area so we can do our content. And we're just, like, walking, and we're, like, talking about, like, whatever. And then all of a sudden, I, like, see someone, and I'm like, wait, that's... And it was Bethany Frankel.
Okay.
Turning the corner onto 29th Street from 7th Avenue.
By herself.
By herself. She was wearing a hat. She was on the phone.
Okay. Maybe on the phone holding it to her ear or on the phone filming content?
Holding it to her ear.
Okay.
And she was like, she had makeup on. So I assume she was either going to or coming from a meeting.
You had a theory.
My theory is, so I know where the offices for Barstool Sports are, because they're right around the corner from my offices, and I always thought that was funny. And Bethany has had Dave Portnoy on her podcast.
So you think this is some quid pro quo?
I don't put it past me, but I have a theory that potentially Bethany could pop up on one of the Barstool podcasts or in some Barstool content in the upcoming weeks.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Let's see.
Let's see. Watch what happens.
There's like the gay podcast that Snooki's makeup artist hosts.
Yes.
So it could be that.
Could be that.
Yeah. Heather Dubrow was on it once.
Oh, interesting. More on Heather Dubrow later.
So then, and this is the two ones that don't really matter as much to this podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
I see in Washington Square Park, see both Anthony from Queer Eye and Betty Who.
I would say both matter.
Yeah.
To this podcast.
Yeah, but it's not like, it's not Bravo.
So, this is not shade to Beatrice, but how did you know it was her?
Because I know what she looks like. Okay. She kind of looks like Connor.
Oh my God, no, stop. Okay. But like, was she like doing like a, what's it called?
Was
like
she dancing in a Home Depot or whatever?
Was it like a crowd bang? What's it called? Like,
what? No, the flash mob?
A flash mob?
A crowd bang? No, she was like walking with two friends. And okay. She's like pretty tall. I've seen her in person before.
Oh yeah, I've famously seen her at LA Flaming Saddles.
I think I saw her at like some pride thing hosted by like Stoli Vodka in like 2013 or something like that.
Okay. Wow, yeah. What a day for you. What a day.
And then that's not even going... about my day today, where I was holding space with both Peppermint and Laverne Cox. But that was, that was happening.
That's nothing new.
Yeah.
At this point. neglected to ask Pep about Traitors, but makes you feel sick.
Until next time. So let's go to talking about all these legends I ran into.
The legends.
We're going to talk about this photo that came up today on Bethany's Instagram that Dan started referring to as Bethany's Legends Ball.
I mean, the photo coming up is akin to like when the girls are on a rugged trip and like the first photo drops.
Yeah.
Like this is like Bethany's rugged first photo drop.
It's like, why are all these people together? So okay. I'm just going to go down the line and then we'll discuss.
Are we caring or don't care?
Oh yeah. Actually, let's play care or don't care.
Okay.
So it is the most random group of women, but they all like fit into different categories,
which is
interesting.
I need you to explain it because I think you understand better than I do.
Okay. Do you want me to explain the categories first?
No, just as we go.
Okay, we're going to do care or don't care.
Yeah.
So, Jenny Garth.
Okay, I was not a 90210 girly, so don't care.
Okay, I was, and I care. And I watched even part of the reboot that happened in like 2019.
Well, because you had older sisters.
Yes.
And I was the eldest boy.
Well, you were about the age of one of my sisters. Actually, you're older than one of my sisters.
Okay, one of. You have other older sisters. But like, I so vividly remember in third grade, like hearing a few of the girls talk about watching 90210, and I was like shocked by that.
Because you were too busy with like Pokemon.
Well, I'm ashamed to admit this, but Pokemon didn't come out until I was in high school.
No.
Oh my God. And I was a big fan
of both cards and show.
Of cards and show and game and film A and soundtrack.
Ooh.
Makes you feel sick.
Nerd.
Nerd.
Okay.
Come on, Geek Squad.
Yeah. Shouldn't you be helping Pavitt? Next is Nene Leakes.
Care about this budding friendship.
Care. Next is Larsa Pippen.
Okay. Here's the thing. How does Larsa Pippen keep popping up everywhere?
I have no idea.
Beverly Hills, Traitors, Bethany Frankel. Who's inviting her?
Bethany Frankel.
But like, for what? For what?
What? Well, that's the question about this entire group. Okay, for what's what? For John? Okay. Alisa Donovan.
Care.
So if you don't know, she played Amber on Clueless, and she also was
film and TV show.
Film and TV show, and then she also famously was on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh.
I think when Sabrina went to college.
Okay. And she famously was on Worst Cooks in America 90s edition.
Yes, which was great. And she is a chump. She does pop up on Jeff Lewis Live. Not as much as the rest of them, because she actually, I think she lives full-time in San Francisco.
Oh.
But she does pop up when she's in LA.
Okay.
So care about her, redhead. Bethany Frankel.
Don't care.
Okay. Melissa Rivers.
Okay. Care? Care.
Care, care, care.
What are you doing here?
This is the only person who I did not know. Tanya Rad. Tanya Rad. And I'll explain who she is.
Of what fame?
She is Ryan Seacrest's radio co-host.
Okay, sure.
So I see where she fits, kind of.
Yeah.
Cheryl Burke.
Of Dancing with the Stars fame.
Yeah, I don't care.
I do not care.
Firmly. Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Care.
Did you catch Saved by the Bell between episodes of Pokemon?
So I was watching Saved by the Bell. I also would watch her. She had a cooking show that we would tune into sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she was also on 90210 she the sure later was. Years.
Yeah. Oh, I actually, like, for some reason, there's like a reel that always pops up of her talking about her time on there with like Howard Stern or something.
Interesting.
Yeah. How like the OG girls were like mean to her.
Which is interesting because she's with one of the OG girls.
Yeah.
I meant to look up if they had beef before we did.
They did, and then they made up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rachel Levis. And I'm not calling her Rachel in the, oh, Rachel.
No,
I'm calling
you got her. You got her.
I'm calling her Rachel because like that's what she prefers to be called now. Yeah.
But you may remember her as Raquel.
Yes.
I care. Are we flying up from Arizona for this?
I guess so. And is Bethany flying her up?
Each way, round trip.
Yeah. Very Southwest.
South by Southwest.
And then Amanza Smith.
Mm. Representing the Selling Sunset girlies.
Yes.
So what are we talking about here?
I don't know. So I think this was just like maybe some sort of promotion for Bethany's podcast. Like she hosted a party for it for whatever reason. It was at the Hotel Bel Air. So I mean, like,
fresh off the heels of you seeing her in the streets of New York City.
Exactly, which means she flew pretty quickly.
Well, I mean, planes do go fast. Gotta go fast.
I don't know what we're talking about. Everyone assumes this has something to do with the quote unquote reality reckoning, but then it's like,
what are they at, like holding meetings?
Yeah, like what's Jenny Garth doing here? Did she have a reality show?
I want to say yeah.
Okay.
I want to say yeah.
The 90210 reboot was a mockumentary reality show style
show. So there you go.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen, did she appear on reality? Well,
cooking is real.
And then this like radio host. Connections to Seacrest.
I guess like radio is real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we know Alisa Donovan, star of a reality show.
Of course.
Yeah. Our favorite one.
Favorite one. Worst Cooks in America.
It is what it is.
Yeah, sure is.
Let's go from Bethany. We did get our first Rugged Roni Legacy tease.
Ooh.
Which was a nothing burger.
Well, yeah, it's like names.
Saying their iconic lines. And then it's like it gets to Kristen and it's like,
Kristen is just, it's just like they landed on a random episode, a random scene with her and just use audio of her being like, I'll see you at dinner.
Wouldn't you go with, you're delusional or from that reunion, the gift that always used to come up.
A gift came up?
Like delusional, like her singing delusional.
Okay, yeah.
Or like do like, but I'm pretty.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess they didn't want to do taglines. They should have done taglines.
Yeah.
They should have done taglines.
So another interesting thing about this is today Andy tweeted soliciting questions for an upcoming Watch What Happens Live with Roni. Or Rugged Roni Legacy stars Dorinda and Luann. And it's like, we're in October and this isn't premiere. We don't have a premiere date, but we know it's not premiering until December.
Yeah. It's clear that we're getting the trailer during BravoCon. I love the combo of Dorinda and Luann.
Mm-hmm.
But what questions could we have for them that relate to the show if we haven't seen the show?
It's like, Dorinda, do you want to come off pause?
I'll tell you what, bitch. Okay.
Speaking of Dorinda and Luann, though, spicy photos came out
spicy. The other day.
I thought they were kind of spicy.
Yeah.
Of them encountering Bryn from the new Roni at a charity event for God's Love We Deliver.
Now, my first question upon hearing that this was at God's Love We Deliver, where is Real Taran?
I know. If those of y'all don't remember, because the Bravo community like forgets things quickly.
Yeah.
Realtor Anne was Luann's best friend. She was. They were close.
They were.
She was around a lot, but mostly during Barbs. The Barbara Kay era. Yeah.
She was like friend of Junior.
She had like flyaway blonde hair. She was a realtor. Her like tagline is Annie gets it done. Anyways, I haven't stopped following her since.
Oh, me neither. Of course not.
She lives in Hudson Yards. She
she cannot stop talking about Hudson Yards.
She does like charity work on the Upper East Side, cleaning up blocks.
She's flying in and out of Bahamas all the time.
Yeah. One of her daughters goes to college. I forget which college.
Yeah.
Maybe Ithaca.
Syracuse.
Something up there.
Something up there.
Anyways, we miss her and she should have been here, but no evidence of her being at this event.
Yeah. Okay. So upon seeing these photos,
Dorinda looks like she's about to fight.
Well, okay. There were two photos of Dorinda and Bryn. One is like lovey-lovey. One looks like Dorinda's screaming at Bryn and Bryn like is unsure how to react.
Like Bryn, like trying to explain herself.
Yeah. 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 Oh my God. That's a perfect explanation. Bryn trying to explain herself. Yeah. Yeah. It just looks so, but it looked so natural to me. Right?
I mean, yeah. And that's the question too. It's like, at this point, Trix, what are we going to do for season 15 of this show? Mm. And it seems like the girls are buzzing that maybe we're going to combine some casts.
I think that would be very chic.
I mean, and it's kind of obvious where we can go, right?
Oh.
Jessel, Bryn, Aaron, Uba.
Jessel, Bryn, Aaron, Uba.
Luann, Dorinda, Sonia.
Luann, Dorinda, Sonia. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I see it.
Even though I don't know if I want Dorinda fully back on Roni.
I know, but I want her to yell at people.
But we were so miserable in like season 12. Remember, there was a reason she went on pause.
Yeah. So we also see Bryn and Lou.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, it's, I would say, less tense, but more aloofness on Lou's part.
Lou's like a big sister who doesn't really like her sister in that moment.
Lou's like not, like Lou's looking in a different direction.
Yeah, exactly.
And like Bryn's looking at the camera, Lou's looking off to the side.
It's like, have you ever been at a bar where like, a guy's trying to hit on you and you're over it. So you just like kind of are trying to get into another conversation.
Yes. Yeah. That's Lou. Yeah. I see it. Okay. While we're talking about the New York girlies, some news broke this past weekend.
Tinsley is getting married.
Okay. So as this was coming out, like we were piecing it together as a family.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like we got Tinsley, a man, and three children with emojis on their faces.
Faceless.
And we're saying trip before the big day or something to that effect, mm-hmm. Right?
Family time before the big day or family trip before the big day.
Okay. I think one of the first things to discuss is a lashless Tinsley Mortimer.
Can't believe it.
And I would say has never looked better.
happy.
Happy, go lucky, with this man. And
do you want to know his name?
I want to know his name.
Robert Bovard.
Okay. So then I think what people were like deducing is these three children are his children.
Mm-hmm.
That the mother of these children actually passed away.
He was previously married to Mary Dial Bovard for 12 years before she died in 2021 from a brain tumor.
Yeah. So Tinsley is potentially stepping in as a stepmother figure
mm-hmm.
for these children. We do know Tinsley wanted to be a mother.
Mm-hmm.
She appears happy.
They're marrying next month in Palm Springs.
They're marrying next month in Palm Springs.
Hopefully they go to all the spots that the Salt Lake City women went.
Wow. Yeah, maybe Trixie Motel is the...
Wait.
Oh.
Headline on People says Palm Springs. Text in the article of People says Palm Beach. Palm Beach makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I mean, Tinsley is a Palm Beach girl. Right?
But I mean, like, let's get some editors in here.
Yeah, let's get some journalism. This has
been up for hours.
Oh my God. I would notice that right away. I was like, Palm Springs? Why are we going all the way there?
I mean, the writer must have... Or the editors must have Palm Springs on the mind.
Salt Lake.
Yeah.
It's hard to shake it.
Exactly.
yeah, I can't wait for that update next month.
I know. I'm excited. What kind of wedding dress do you think she'll wear?
You know, it's hard to say because, like, I almost feel like the Tinsley we knew...
Is gone.
Yeah. So I don't know this new woman. You know?
We'll see.
I would have said, well, she's already been married once, so like we could use that original thing as a frame of reference.
I would have said poofy.
But no.
But for the old Tinsley.
Yeah, but no.
I'm thinking sleek.
I'm thinking chic. I'm not thinking, like, Tinsley on Roni was a little like baby doll. I'm thinking not baby doll.
Yeah. Do you think Leah Mobb's attending?
I would love that.
Yeah. How are you going to get married without being married to the mob?
You need the mob to sign off on it.
Okay, then last thing in the news before we move on to the shows.
What a mishmash. We're really milking everything with our two shows this
week.
Shut up.
This one is actually is kind of big news.
Okay.
Shannon Bedore finally did break her silence, but to basically say that she can't say anything. So she recorded a classic Shannon Bedore style I'm walking.
Walk and talk
moment when she's walking Archie. If you're a Shannon Bedore fan, you've seen this over and over and over again.
Yeah, I don't follow Shannon, so I've never seen this before, but I'll believe you.
Usually she's walking up a hill, and she's like telling us about like how hard it is to walk uphill.
Very Kate Bush.
Yes, running up the hill or whatever. put Shannon Bedore on Stranger Things. so basically she said she can't say anything substantial this time, but the moment that... she will like tell us the whole truth, which I'm like, are you like holding us over till you sign your contract to start filming?
No, I would say we got to wrap up the court case. We got to take up our play.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
When's that going to happen?
I don't know. I would love to know when the next court date is.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Anyways, people are also talking about the fact that we did get eyes on Archie Bedore and he seemed...
Alive and well.
Alive and well. He looked beautiful. Best he's looked in years.
That hair was just glowing.
Yeah. His face looked young. He's getting up there.
Young face.
Yeah.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Speaking of young faces, do you want to go over to Real Housewives of New York season 14?
Sure. Let's go to Real Housewives of New York season 14, what some call the Roni reboot. Season finale.
I think the women themselves are actually confused too, because like, I think Bryn or Jessel posted something about like, oh,
season two.
These people are going to be on season two. Oh, about Z-Way and Emrata. Emrata, yeah.
I got to say, Z-Way and Emrata, that would be it. But like, Z-Way's too smart for the show.
And Emrata's like one of the most famous women in the world, I think.
Yeah.
Just in a world that like we don't participate in.
Yeah, but I do think like she's in her 30s. So like we're not like modeling like we used to, right?
I don't know
how that works. Sound off in the comments below. Okay. We're zipping and zagging. A Bryn tarot card reading.
Love it.
I gotta say, like, that tarot card reader looked rich. Like, sometimes, like, the tarot card readers look a little scraggly.
I think some people do this as a hobby.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes.
You
that
know.
Makes sense. Sure. So it could be a friend of Bryn.
Yeah, a friend of.
A friend of, yeah. Okay. Jenna with a love scene photo shoot. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first big thing is Uba, Aaron, best friends, bumper carring.
I didn't know you could do this.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah. To be in Bryant Park.
To be there for any reason. I'm
one
not sure
time,
I want to do it.
My family was in town during the holidays, mm-hmm. and they wanted to go check out like the market in Bryant Park. This was the height of the holidays. I had a freak out. There were just too many people. I had to be like, I'm going home for a little bit before we go to dinner. I'll see you all at dinner.
So did they stay?
They stayed.
Did anyone purchase?
I don't think so.
Mm, yeah. That's like a...
It's all like shit.
It's like a go-see.
Yeah.
You,
it's
you
like...
when you see it.
All those markets have the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like you can buy a scarf, yada, yada.
Yeah. Okay. So... this whole narrative of like what good friends these two women are.
It's like a, isn't it like an Aaron narrative?
Yeah. Like I love Uba. I was like, all right, sure. We have Uba defending Pavitt's honor, which I enjoyed that in terms of like, oh, I actually thought what he said at Swingers was the sweetest of them all.
Yeah. She said what we're all thinking.
Yeah. And then we have Uba relaying the message that she was annoyed with what Sai's husband, David, said at Swingers.
Which is an annoying thing to
say.
It
is an annoying thing to say.
Like to be like, oh, you're so beautiful. Why are you single?
Why are you single? Why are you? Oh, it's like, oh, I'm single because of this.
Yeah.
yeah. And then we have a clip in a flashback in this that I think is relevant later of Uba showing the boyfriend to Sai on camera.
Which, it doesn't make sense then why she would get mad later.
Like, if it would be one thing if, like, this was purely off camera.
Mm-hmm.
That you inform Sai of this. But, like, you already opened the genie's lamp. Right?
Yeah. Of course.
You can't put it back. You open the toothpaste.
The toothpaste, which we like to say.
Oh, we like to say it.
I think you actually famously can put the genie back. Oh. That's why, like, remember the genie from Aladdin was locked in that lamp for a long time?
Mm.
Someone put him back.
Someone put him back.
R.I.P. Robin Williams.
Bryn and Sai endowing the tree for Bryn's grandma. Now, I have a question for you.
Sure.
How much do you think it costs to endow the tree?
$5,000.
You are on the money to the penny.
Wow.
You're if we were in Big Brother right now, you'd be HOH.
Great.
Yeah.
It's just you got to think thought process, like New York, like all that shit.
Yeah. Okay. So $5,000 for a mature tree, $500 for a sapling.
I'd go sapling.
That's like you're going to be dead by the time it's like a beautiful, strong oak.
Yeah, but like circle of life.
Circle of life. Bury you under the tree. Okay. Jessel photo shoot at Jenna's apartment.
Loved it.
Okay.
Call in a favor.
This e-commerce marketplace has not launched. I looked it up and sent it to you. That we do have an Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
Which took a little work for me to find.
And I will say, I Googled it And there were articles talking about it. Like, Jessel was smart during her announcement press rounds to mention it.
Yeah. It just, one, like,
you got to get it up.
Much like She by Sheree should have been up this episode, really.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, if we're doing the photo shoot for it, I want to buy something.
If you have enough product to do photo shoots, you should be able to, like, get things up.
Okay. So Jenna sauntering in, helping these photos, saying exactly what I was thinking. Like, why are we taking pictures in front of this busy corner with, like, shit all over the place?
Oh, my God. You should be an art director.
Maybe I should. Oh, my God. Actually, this morning while I was showering, I was, like, designing Come Through Queen merch in my brain.
Oh, I've been designing some too. Oh, with AI.
With AI?
No. I sent you some.
No, that is not. Maybe that's like Brendan's unofficial merch.
Brendan's version.
If you guys want to buy like two aliens dressed like us standing in front of a large queen playing card.
It sounds good.
If you want to wear that.
It sounds like good merch.
Sound up in the comments below.
Like, you describing it, trying to criticize it, is actually making it sound cool.
I don't know. Okay. Poor Uba had to climb up all the steps. What floor is Jenna on? It looks pretty high up.
I would imagine fourth.
But, and then we're like bringing the photography equipment up all these flights of stairs.
You want to know what I do every fucking day? I'm on the fourth floor.
Okay. You're bringing the photography equipment up. Okay. Let's do Erin and Sai shopping for masks. I'm always impressed that these places stay in business.
Wasn't this the place? Wasn't this Abracadabra where we've been, where you've been?
Mm-hmm.
That one place on like 21st sure. Street?
Yeah, maybe. But like, how do they stay in business?
Because it's been on Roni like 7 years in a row.
Okay, okay. We got essentially Sai telling Erin on camera about Uba's boyfriend.
Yeah. Connecticut man.
Which we will get to this at Burns Party.
Connecticut man. I mean, do you think it's Paul Bernan?
No, it's Harry Dubin. Okay. I had a lot of fun with Beckett helping Jenna.
Me too.
Picking out the dress.
Me too. Calling it wacky.
Wacky is a good adjective.
Yes.
We had Uba consulting with Anise on FaceTime, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We had... Okay, I've been like down on Abe Leachy. But when he was like staring into the makeup mirror, it was like the first time I saw it.
Oh, that he looks hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hit or miss, but it's so, he's got just like this quintessential, like New York finance bro. Are they, aren't they queer? Hotness?
Oh, no. I thought you were going for queer. No. Yeah. But it's just, okay. So I guess like if we're on the fence, like the personality doesn't like sell me.
Right, you know? Of course. But that's kind of the point about being attracted to people like that. Mm. It's like those like guys in those, you see them in those vests over their little work clothes.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Not really, but. Okay. Let's get to the party.
Cool venue.
I gotta say, it is pretty cool. It's looking decently attended.
Sure.
I wouldn't say this is a rager, but we have like a good crowd here.
Yeah.
I want to say Angie K's Orthodox Easter brunch was a rager.
Yeah. There were a lot of people there.
There were a lot of people there.
Yeah. A lot of kids.
Yeah. I am hoping that we can finally retire Bryn loving Jenna, kissing Jenna.
Yeah. Maybe next year.
When Jenna's not on the show. Oh, wasn't that the sentiment after Jenna was on Watch Happens Live this past week that like everyone thinks she's done.
Kind of. But I'm holding out hope. I did appreciate her and her date wearing the masks to the masked event.
For the whole time.
For the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna put something on an invitation like that, stick to it.
Yeah. We have poor Jessel coming in, having to say hi to the birthday girl, of course, but then like a gentle hi to the mean girls.
Mm-hmm. And then them, of course, confronting her.
They're like, why are you ignoring us? It's like, well, okay, you hate me, but I'm supposed to like give you a kiss. Like what?
That's what's like kind of refreshing about Jessel. She acts a lot differently than a lot of people on these shows would act in these situations. Mm-hmm. And even later when they're having their like disagreement and she's basically like, I'm done here. And it's not a Meredith Marks I'm disengaging. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to the bar for a shot if you want to come with me. Mm-hmm. And she somehow roped Aaron into coming with her and like going against Sai.
I love Jessel so much.
I know.
Like, I want to be her friend. And Pavitt's friend.
Well, I know where he hangs out.
I know. It's like, I just need to sit in Best Buy all day waiting for my moment because you didn't take your moment. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not a talk to celebrities person these days.
Well, I would say like this is like, this is your, the lower level.
Yeah, but like not even.
This is like where Luann sleeps.
If it was Jessel, I would have. But like talking to a man.
A man. Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Man to man. No.
No.
Okay. Let's do... Okay. The Brynn narrative of like, Jessel, you're not angry enough is also annoying me a little bit.
Brynn stirring the pot can be good, but then it can also just like... When it goes against Jessel, I get mad.
Yeah. So both Brynn and Sai, I would say, are trying to produce and be like agents of chaos a little bit.
But they're both missing the mark.
They're missing the mark, unlike Monica, who is like a master in 7 episodes.
Yeah, she slay.
She's so good at being bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And like Sai and Brynn are not good at being bad. Mm-mm. Brynn, okay, everyone go around. I learned this in my yoga teaching class. Air your grievances and leave it there. And then like no one wanted to do it. So then she's like, okay, I'm going to air my grievance. Pavitt, when you called Sai bipolar, but then like you took it back. So like, but then it seemed like you were sorry. It's like,
why would you bring that up if he said it and he realized he made a mistake and he took it back?
Yeah. Although I do got to say, not that I think Pavitt had this info, but like calling her bipolar when like a big issue in her life is like her mom actually being bipolar.
Right.
Is like a very bad situation.
That's bad. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I also didn't like when he called her a bitch in a confessional later.
Ooh, I was going to say, well, like this is
exactly why I didn't say hi to him at Best Buy.
Mm-hmm. You're like, how dare you? No, it's just like, you're not going to win this way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm actually almost surprised this moment didn't get more tense, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah. Are the husbands there? I don't think the husbands are at the reunion.
I don't think so. Even though like, they've caused enough.
I think they should be
drama that they should be. Like I'm usually
anti-husband,
but like these guys are actually bringing interesting stuff to the table.
I think we need them to fill the room a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The room feels empty.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel a little empty?
Yeah, it feels a little empty.
Okay. Okay. When Aaron comes out as a parrot, as if it's like, and everyone's like laughing, like it's the funniest thing that ever happened.
It's like, I barely remember someone calling her a parrot this season. And it's like, if you're going to be a parrot, like let's be a parrot.
Let's be friggin' Zoobly Zoo, half human, half parrot.
Bring like a fucking parrot head from Margaritaville or whatever. Isn't that what they called his fans?
Oh, okay. Yeah. 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 Nancy Drew cake.
Like, okay.
Have you ever read a Nancy Drew?
Yeah, but like because of gender roles, I was with the Hardy Boys most of the time. I was always with the Hardy Boys, and then I was with the Boxcar Children.
So I have a question. Would Nancy visit the boys?
Yeah, they famously crossed over. Because the books looked the same. The Hardy Boys had blue books, and Nancy's were yellow.
Yeah, yeah. I bet you I would have liked those as a kid.
But yeah, I never probably. Read those. I liked mysteries. That's why I liked Boxcar Children was like lower level mysteries.
Oh my God.
I was part of the club.
When I was a kid, my parents bought me, there were these series of like Clue books.
Mm-hmm.
Like based off of the game and film A.
Yeah, I got it.
I was obsessed with solving the mysteries.
Wow.
Like I would like be foaming at the mouth with the Clue book in front of me.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So when Sai says, over the summer, you were a fucking bitch with the cheese to Aaron. What summer are we talking about?
I know.
The math ain't mathin', to quote Sai.
Yeah. Did they hang out before they were cast?
Yeah.
Because we never saw the first cheese incident on camera. We came... First episode, we're talking about the cheese.
Yeah. But wasn't that cheese incident like October?
Well, it was a warm October last year.
Oh, so we're calling it summer.
I guess.
Okay. Okay. So Bryn's like, okay, that first attempt at stirring the shit up flopped.
Mm-hmm.
Uba, I heard you got a man in Connecticut. Now... Looking at the previews of these little splices of scenes months ago, I would have never predicted like what this was about.
Right.
I enjoy it being about like on camera, off camera a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think that's fun that we're allowing that. But I'm not really understanding like people's reactions.
Yeah, and it's also, like you said, like, if Uba already showed it on camera, why is, like, Sai's not remembering that, even though she was, wasn't she the one who was shown the picture of the guy on camera?
But like, Sai's screaming at Bryn.
Yeah.
I think it's like a scream at Bryn because you're the one who's wrong.
Yeah.
Situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because you should not have told anyone.
Yeah.
You can't be angry at Bryn for saying something when you're the one who... told her when you shouldn't have.
Yeah. It's kind of similar to what happened in OC. It's like on camera, off camera, who said what to who.
Yeah.
But not as riveting.
Not as riveting at all. Because I don't really care about... Yeah. Like, okay, so... Oh, so then like everyone just kind of like ends this party. And I'm like, where are they now? Title cards.
Mm-hmm.
And that is instead like a New York City fashion moment.
It's
I didn't weird. Like that at all. I miss like pausing on their faces at the final party.
Well, yeah, they used to always pause on a really ugly, non-flattering photo of them.
Please.
Oh my God.
The only interesting part of the Where Are They Now for me was Erin Mezcal line.
Yeah. She talked about that on Jeff Lewis Live.
Oh, what did she say?
It's coming out. I think they're planning on launching it like around BravoCon. Okay. I think they might have a booth at BravoCon to sell it.
It's like a lot. You got a lot of competition there. Now, I know. Once again, now would have been the time.
I know, but people do buy stuff. I bought you a vinyl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trailer for the reunion?
It was fine.
Yeah. I posited, what does Aaron mean when she said, I had a rough summer? My theory is like, fan reaction to her?
Definitely.
Online?
Yeah. She is very online.
Mm.
Maybe a little too online.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay. 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 Besides that, Uba is definitely activated.
Mm-hmm.
Calling out Jenna a little bit.
It did seem that like Uba was kind of lip syncing for her life. Mm. Being like, I had COVID for a long period of time. I missed a lot of this show.
Yeah.
People are saying that I am almost like a friend of sometimes.
Yeah. She's lip syncing. And we got our girl, Jessel, first seat.
Holding it down.
Holding it down. Okay.
Let's go to Salt Lake.
Let's go to Salt Lake, which no place I'd rather be.
just like this house of horrors.
I like Angie's house. Even though it's like blindingly white,
mm-hmm.
there's character to it.
Well, yeah, because it's like a few cinder blocks next to each other.
Yeah. I gotta give her it. The Easter Bunny gag, giving out the invitations.
That was a fun gag, even though it was all staged.
Well, yeah, it's staged, but like it's something. You know, we're doing something. Yeah,
but there was not one real reaction.
Not even Mary?
I mean, but Mary knew the bunny was coming, is the thing.
But even knowing it's coming, she seems shocked. Yeah. Obviously, Heather's stage, and obviously Lisa's filming a confessional.
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves...
Then Whitney was just like walking down the street.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
And I mean, like the only one that you could argue that maybe wasn't was Monica. Because it came to the door like a normal person.
Sure.
Normal bunny, sorry.
A normal bunny, yeah. I'm just like, listen, I'm not stanning Angie K, but I'm being...
I'm warming up to her a little bit.
I'm being pleasantly surprised by Angie K.
Yeah. I mean, like, she was getting so much hate for weeks.
Yeah.
And I think she's, like, proven everyone wrong. It's almost like she went back in a time machine and was like, I'm going to prove everyone wrong.
How did she do that? How did she do that? Okay, Justin and Whitney marriage scene. Maybe I'm in the minority with this, but, like, I enjoy my time with Whitney.
I don't care either way. One thing I wanted to point out that actually I read after Kai from Real Housewives Orders pointed it out.
Okay.
You don't see a lot of people going up to like the host stand and like putting both names in for the reservation, do you?
No.
Yeah.
It's usually one name.
Yeah, they were Justin and Whitney.
Hmm. Okay. And seemingly ordering like... It's like a table full of food, too. Yeah. Like a steak entree and then like a side dish that almost looked like a different entree in and of itself.
Good.
Yeah. The story that she tells about him being on the couch while like the house is on fire.
He's something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But like you got to give it to him. Like he likes the camera.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. All these people, I feel like this is the cast and their partners that like the cameras the most.
Yeah. Okay. Angie and Lisa making candles.
This was a scene. This was a great scene.
Are you Jack Barlow's mom? And me on the floor.
This girl, get her some camera time.
Give her a snowflake.
Yeah. Using it to like push Lisa's narrative ahead too. Like, oh, you knew about the mission before I did?
Oh my God. Yeah, I love that. Mary and Robert Jr. Friend of solo scene.
You never see that.
You don't see it every day.
Yeah.
You see it occasionally, but not every day.
And just the explanation finally of him being married for over a year and her explaining how, first of all, him and his wife live with her.
Okay. Where is this woman?
I don't know.
Why did she not saunter in her jammies into the living room?
But Mary explaining how there was one day when she saw the both of them dressed up and then they started running out the door.
Running with all their might. With all their might.
And then just like the fucking green carpet still throws me off.
Like the fact that she has not replaced that after everyone dragged her for the green carpet.
My aunt had a green carpet when we were growing up in our house. And I swear to God, every time we'd drive up to Pennsylvania with like all of us and my dog. And my dog would always go and pee on that carpet.
Thinking it's grass.
Yeah.
Okay. Mary saying... that Robert Jr. and wife live in the house, but they have their own wings, so they don't see each other much. It's very like that screenshot of Farrah Abraham in like one of those tabloid magazines giving an interview saying, oh yeah, like me and Sophia. This is Farrah Abraham from Teen Mom.
Of course.
Me and Sophia, yeah, we just like, we like to have like our own time. Like, I let her do her own thing.
This is when the kid was like three. Yes. We've been in Robert Jr.'s wing, right?
Oh, we have?
I think like 2 years ago.
Oh, yes.
He had like a refrigerator in his room.
There was also like outdoor furniture
yeah.
in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So then we have Heather talking to daughter Ashley. You would not have gotten that one.
Oh, no way. Of course not.
Of course, referencing last week's Patreon bonus episode, naming the children.
Yeah.
I would not have gotten it either. Heather talking to Ashley about Jack Barlow.
I still think it's a little weird.
It's a bad look on Heather, but...
I get the point, obviously.
But this is what I like the most out of Heather. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you're not talking about Mormonism, I'm not sure I want to hear what you're saying.
Just like her like whole reminiscing about like what her life could have been if she wasn't a Mormon, and her talking about her daughter in a string bikini in California.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
That could have been her. That could have been her. Okay, so Meredith... whose best friend is Maryam Cosby, saunters into the compound.
And just the walk that they take between the front door and the kitchen.
Yeah.
The kitchen, I will say, I don't mind the cabinets painted that color.
No, that's the one thing I like, actually.
Yeah, that's like the one thing in her house that I'm okay with. And I liked her water glasses.
And I actually liked the spread she gave.
Yeah.
Like, for two people, this was enough for a week.
Yeah. I will give Meredith credit. She always makes herself a plate.
Mm. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, that's fun. We have Greek Easter at this point, really.
Mm-hmm.
Angie's getting it ready with her stacks of ones. We're learning more about her and her family.
Mm-hmm.
The dad moving from Greece,
mm-hmm.
not speaking English, losing his wife while he was like 44 years old,
mm-hmm.
with seven children.
Wild.
How does one?
I don't even want one of those.
Let alone seven.
Yeah. I will say, the husband looks great in his Greek Easter fit.
Okay. So I think this episode is, I learned a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, this is not Katsanevas across the board. Husband has a different last name.
Yeah.
He's not even Greek.
And everyone else thought he was the Greek one.
Well, I think people would assume, based off of the patriarchy,
mm-hmm.
that Angie took his last name, but that's not the case.
Nope. It's very Vanderpumpian.
Very Vanderpumpian. So does that mean Angie's on the tier of Lisa Vanderpump?
Yeah.
Okay. Mary calling Angie Dev and saying, "I'm sorry, I can't make it. I have to go to my home in Vegas because we had a flood a year ago." Like, the jump from a flood to a year ago took me out.
And wasn't the Robert Sr. living in that house in Vegas?
We lost him to the flood.
Also, I want to get inventory on her homes, because back in the day, she like told us where all her homes were.
Yeah.
I think she sold her New York apartment.
Yeah.
That was mentioned on Watch What Happens Live.
Yes, yes.
That was in Hell's Kitchen, like on 53rd between like 9th and 10th.
I know exactly where that is.
Yes.
Yeah. But even Angie, yes-anding and being, and when Mary's like, "Oh, I feel really bad about this." And Angie's like, "Oh, I'm glad. I'm surprised you have feelings." Oh my God. Okay. Heather bringing 9 lemons.
Unafraid to reference.
Unafraid to reference. A fan. That's fan behavior.
That is, yes.
Okay. Angie's dad and Monica's mom, two single parents.
Hit it off immediately.
Yeah, LD.
Monica's mom.
Monica's mom, legend.
Wild.
We're giving Mama Joyce. We're giving Kelly Dodd's crazy mom.
It's like to the next level, even.
It's like signs of greatness abound.
Yeah. The thing is, it's like Mama Joyce never turns directly on Candy. Mm. It's all her ire is always like in the direction of Todd. Obviously, like Candy's.
Yeah, Todd and other people as well.
Yeah, and other people. But I mean, it's like she's viewing it as protecting Candy.
Yeah. But she's hurting Candy, actually.
I know, exactly. But it's like this woman, just guns blazing for her daughter.
Just a quick aside. Seth Marks, big J-Lo fan. Let's get loud. And that's all I'll say on that.
I was in the room.
Were you getting loud? Okay. Before we like settle in with Monica and her mom, Elise and Heather are talking about Jack's mission.
It's just like,
oh, you don't like it?
No, I think it's fine. It's just like uncomfortable. But I will say, I think that Heather has a big point here, because Lisa's trying to claim that they were the same kind of Mormon or whatever. But we always forget, like, Lisa converted.
Yeah.
Mormonism. So she never did the mission. She never like went through all that stuff.
So this is what I don't understand. I thought Lisa converted as a child.
I don't think so, but I know she didn't do a mission because that was one of Heather's like sticking points.
Okay.
Being like to Lisa, like of all the people who you should come to about a mission, it should be me because I have been through it.
Yeah.
And I know the experience.
To the content of their fight, I want to give them both credit in terms of like Lisa didn't lose her mind, which mm-hmm. I think like would have actually been a little justified of being like, please stop talking about my child.
Yeah.
And Heather like gave us an uncomfortable conversation. To Heather's point, I think it's interesting when she says there's not different types of Mormonism mm-hmm. as Lisa claims. There's not a strapless dress, Vita tequila Mormonism.
Right. Yeah.
Lisa's line though. So you're a bad Mormon. I want my son to be a good Mormon.
Wild.
I feel like we'll get to mid-season in a second, but like I feel like there's hope for these two.
I agree. Also, it's just like interesting to watch. I feel like we never have kids these age in the scenes as in the group scenes anymore.
Okay. So this spilled over onto the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm.
And Monica said during like the actual tense scenes, the kids were like in the basement or doing an Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
But they spliced in them in the background during the tense fights.
Interesting. It's interesting. I think back to New Jersey season one, the final fight with the table flip, and how all the kids were around that table. But then at some point, someone was like, hey, to the older kids, take the younger kids out of here.
Yeah.
Because like those kids were still young, young.
Yes. Okay. So it's really Angie versus Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just rehashing the same shit. And Monica's mom getting involved.
Yeah.
Causing Monica to lose her shit and then go sit in a corner stewing. And then Monica's mom is like apologizing to the whole room.
Oh my God.
Give her a snowflake already.
They might as well.
There's something just so natural on television about Monica, both in this season and then also for her first time on Watch Diamonds Live.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she accomplished what many longtime housewives cannot accomplish, which is being like natural on live TV.
She
was not used to the time limits of like you can't stretch out a conversation. Like Watch Diamonds Live has got to be like quick,
very concise.
Yeah, especially it was an actual live episode, not taped.
Yeah, Is that why people were like saying that Andy doesn't like her?
I think that might have been like one of the reasons. The
thing is, I'm a person who consumes a lot of Watch What Happens Live and a lot of the radio.
Yeah.
And if you're not quick on either, Andy gets annoyed fast.
Did you not watch the Watch What Happens Live?
No, I had to go to sleep.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
No, I don't, I think it's being overblown a little bit that Andy didn't like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would chalk it up without seeing it to body language and frustration on live TV with time limits.
I don't even think it was that bad, really.
Okay.
Okay. Mid-season? Okay. We were talking about this over coffee this morning. I was surprised Mary is still...
in the picture.
In the picture in mid-season.
I know, but barely.
Barely.
Yeah.
She's not on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
But she's still filming something that they find worth showing in the mid-season.
Yeah, I think they just like also might be stretching some of her footage.
Oh, using every drop.
Because she's just been such a breakout this season.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I am excited to be international.
I know, finally.
It's funny that some of these girls have been international on Rugged.
And not on their own show.
Not on their own show. Yeah. The zoom out shot, like of them on like a little
that boat
yacht.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, they finally got it. We got the yacht.
Yeah, we're not in
San Diego.
Diego again.
Yeah, I'm happy.
I'm happy too.
I'm excited. Great.
Yeah.
All right. A freak of the week and the one true queen.
Yeah, let's do freak. And this one's a little controversial.
Oh.
This was your choice.
Oh.
About an upcoming audiobook that's coming out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is like not really our realm, but I was taken for a spin when I saw it first reported on Evan Ross Katz's Instagram story, Michelle Williams to read audiobook for Britney Spears' biography.
I love this. Personally,
much like many of his followers, the question was, which Michelle Williams?
Right.
And we learn it is our Dawson's Creek Michelle Williams. And
our Oscar winner.
Our Oscar winner. But like, we go first to Dawson's Creek.
Sure. She's won an Oscar,
and, right? And yeah, then also like Destiny's Child, Michelle Williams deserves an Oscar.
Yeah, one would say.
One would say. So... I'm just curious, like, how did we get here?
I bet you, like, Britney was a big Dawson's Creek fan.
But then also, does Michelle say yes because she likes Britney? Like, why is she saying yes? Is it for a Grammy or for an EGOT?
I'm sure she's invested in the Free Britney of it all.
Okay.
I'm sure her and Busy have talked at length about Britney in the past couple years. And I'm sure... they either have similar agents or some sort of representation that put them together. And maybe it is a Grammy play.
I do think it's like, it's like a very smart Grammy play.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I would love it. She's on her way.
I love this. I wouldn't have put it as the freak, but.
I mean, listen, freak parentheses complimentary.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
We say that all the time.
Of course.
Our one true queen?
Parentheses complimentary.
Always complimentary, really.
So Heather Dubrow was on, I think, Nick Vial's
podcast. Vial's Files.
Yeah, which a lot of the Bravo people have been doing since Scandoval.
They love going there.
And she was asked about coming back on the show and some of the reasons why she did it.
Or even just like more bluntly, why are you doing this?
Yeah, exactly. And she talked at length about like, and she said this before, but like she's really well media trains with this, but she talked at length about like representation for her three LGBTQ kids.
Yeah.
And just how it's important to show a family that has LGBTQ kids, and especially during this time in America when things are so scary.
Yeah. It was really interesting how she put it. I would recommend you go watch this clip at the very least. How she says, like, it's not a situation where she's like, oh, I want to show my children. mm-hmm. they have expressed interest on wanting to like talk about this
yeah.
as a family
mm-hmm.
to a broader audience.
Yes.
So I think that is important as well. Cause you know, we hear so much about like these kids getting roped into reality television.
Exactly. So that's our one true queen. And don't worry, you won't be hearing Heather Dubrow as one true queen for a while because unfortunately yeah. OC's going to be off. But they better get cameras up.
Yeah, once we get her cameras up, maybe she'll be one true queen when we know that she's back.
Exactly. And every week from then on.
And from then on. Okay. Wow, what a week. As always, go to comethroughqueen.com for links to everything, for social, for Patreon, for it all. So just like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
I wanna see ya come through, queen.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.